I don't have any MVP votes. I don't get any votes. There's a lot of great players.
Dom, what makes it so difficult to play in Denver? It seems like it's a tough time every year.
Well, I think they've had really good teams, you know, more so than, you know, where you play, it's how you play. And I said earlier today, we just need to play better than the way we've been playing out there. It's a great place to play. They got, great fans. Coach said they sold out every game for like the last 45 years or something like that. So it's definitely one of the louder places. So our communication is going to be really important. But, you know, number 58 on the other side of the ball was a lot more dangerous in 94 than the people in the crowd. So we're going to have to do a good job handling all those guys up front. They got a great rush group. They got a great coverage group. They're exceptional in a lot of ways, and they've been that way for a long time. So it's going to be a big challenge for us.
I mean, you've come to Denver this time, you're bringing kind of a potent running game. How does that differ from the years in the past where maybe the running game wasn't as going as it is now?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's important. It's definitely important. Because they, you know, play the pass so well, I think we've got to find ways to make yards in the run game. And we've done a pretty good job of that this year. And LG's having a great year. Dion's, getting healthier every week. And, James done such a great job for us. So, I feel great about our backfield. We're going to need to, run the ball very effectively. I think that's important every week. But they do a good job of stopping you from running the ball and forcing you into a one-dimensional game. And that's ultimately how they want to play it. They want to play from ahead. You know, they want to get to the quarterback, and they do a great job of that.
I have a question for you off the field. There's been some poignant reaction to a piece with Logan Schoenhart from this weekend. That's how he came to visit you, and he has your number in his skull. And I just was curious what that was like, that experience was like for you.
Yeah. Well, he's a special young man, and just to have a chance to know his story has been very humbling and certainly gives me a lot of perspective on, certainly all of us a lot of perspective on the, very difficult challenges a lot of families face and what he's faced. And, it's very tough circumstances, but they've, showed a lot of, courage and, under some very trying circumstances. So it was great to get to meet him. I sent him a video, I think, in March or April this year, and then had a chance to meet him this fall, and, he's a sweet young boy.
The ability to be that important to people in their own way is something that you maybe didn't realize you would have when you came into the league 16 years ago. A touchstone, inspiration.
Yeah, I think it's always, when we're in the position, certainly as a professional athlete, and a lot of guys use it as a great way to express their views on a lot of different things. And I think it's always, there's so many blessings that we all have, and to have a positive impact on people and children in different ways, in whichever way you can do that. And this was one particular way that was, and I said earlier today, a lot of times you feel like you get more out of it than they do at the end of the day because of how touched you are and the kind of perspective that you gain from it. But, it's always nice to, being a part of something really special and unique like that. And, I'm happy always to play, a small part in trying to make those types of things happen.
Tom, at this stage of your career, what would you say motivates you more now, the winning or longevity trying to play quarterback at a high level until you're 46?
I'm trying to do the best I can for my teammates. I think that's what motivates me. I never want to let them down. So that's a great motivator. Because guys work really hard. They make a lot of sacrifices to, be here and be on this team and try to do a great job. And then, you don't want to go out there and not give your team a chance. So, I always feel like I want to do and work as hard as I can to put our team in a great position to win. Whether that's, bringing enthusiasm to practice or, making a good throw or, making sure I'm out there at practice. Preparing like they are, I think those are all really important things. So those are great. There's all different kinds of motivation. That's a great one for me.
Don,
Tom, there's a lot of talk in this locker room about situational football and producing with situations that come. That, to me, that translates as execution. You seem to be a stickler for execution. As you've gone through your career from different levels, when did execution become such a big thing for you?
Well, I think it's, you know, good execution. You know, you certainly, when it's going well and things are in rhythm and guys are, you know, making the throws and catches, I mean, it's tough to stop. And good execution is, especially on offense, is hard for any defense. I mean, they're always kind of waiting for you to screw it up. So over the course of the week, you're trying to find consistent, dependable players that are going to execute every single play. And the way that we talk about it from our coaches, they coach it to us. We talk about it as players, and then we got to go out the field, and we got to, you know, make the right read, make the right decision, make the right throw, make the catch, secure the ball, move to the next play. So when you're doing it well, you know, you're going to make a lot of yards, you're going to score a lot of points. When you're not, it doesn't matter what play the coach calls if you can't throw it and hit it. I mean, you could dial up the perfect play against a perfect defense, have a guy open by 5 yards, and if I overthrow him, it doesn't matter. You gain 0 yards. So I think it always comes down to how well you execute. And situationally, there's always situations in the game. It's a constant flow of, you know, first and 10 to third down to, you know, third and goal on the one to, you know, minute 40 before the end of the half. And, you know, all those things we talk about all the time and what we're trying to get out of each of those situations, you know, so that you can, you know, use the plays that you talk about to execute, you know, at a high level during those situations.
What have you seen out of Von Miller? I know he gave you fits last year. Has he advanced in his game this season?
I think he's pretty great every single play, every game. I mean, he's just – I think he's actually gotten better in all phases of the game, not just as a rusher, but dropping into coverage, covering guys, playing the run. I mean, he's just – and he's a phenomenal player. I mean, you can't – I never played against Lawrence Taylor, but, you know, I think that would be a – I watched a lot of Lawrence Taylor, and, you know, they got the same number or two digits from one another, but they look like they can go kill the quarterback. So they've done a great job of that.
Bill talked a lot this morning about the fine line snapping the ball in noisy situations, environments, obviously Denver. I'm curious, from your perspective, how important David Andrews is in riding that fine line, snapping it, so guys like Von Miller can't jump the snap like he did in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, and they do a pretty good job of that. I think as the game goes on, I think they try to get a good understanding of how you're snapping the ball, the cadence and the pace of things. So we got to do a good job keeping them off balance. And, you know, I think every team tries to do that. When you go in there, you see a lot of the teams trying different things. But if you can't communicate verbally, then you got to do things non-verbally. And, you know, we just got to do a good job of, you know, keeping them from really teeing off.
And the job David Andrews has done this year in that regard?
He's done a great job. He has been so consistent and dependable for us in his calls and, you know, his control of the line of scrimmage. You know, he's had an incredible year.
Tom, you've played them so many times recently, especially out there. You said sometimes the losses are harder to take over the course of your career.
Yep.
Is January fresh on your mind at all? What happened in that game? Do you guys talk about it at all as an offense, an offensive line? You got hit so many times in that game, yet you were so close to winning.
Yeah, I think you always remember those feelings and you know, you remember the circumstances of the game. Of course, you know, to watch that game again, you know, watch it a bunch this offseason, and then to watch it again, you're trying to do things better than the way we've done them. You know, if you want a different outcome, then you got to do things differently. And we got to play better. And I think that's what it comes down to. So I think about the things I need to do better. And, you know, we've been close, but close is not good enough when you play in the NFL. You got to be able to finish your job.
Hey, Tom,
thank you, guys. Have a good day.